James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hello, Fran. And the broadsheet papers, well, maybe I say the tabloid papers that used to be broadsheets, are commenting on the Hayden decision not to recuse himself from the Royal Commission into Trade Union Corruption. Dyson Hayden launching a strident defence, and substantial one too, of his inquiry, rejecting the union claim categorically that the commission is politically charged, as he dismissed their application that he stand down. He says there's nothing in the terms of reference of the Royal Commission itself that establishes that it's anti-union in terms of the role of unions in society. And again, we have the different slants in coverage. Fairfax on the one side, the Murdoch Press in the other. Fairfax Sydney Morning Herald: commissioner finds no evidence of bias against himself. Labor maintains the rage. Commission stays put. Perception of bias can only be judged on my terms. One other headline to a piece: when a judge is asked to rule on their own fate, it is inevitably a conflict of interest. Now we turn to The Australian. Hayden to the ACTU: I'm above politics. His extensive reasons for refusing to step down are brutal. They start by relating to how the unions botched their legal case with basic errors, and conclude by highlighting divisions between the ACTU on the one hand and the CFMEU on the other. He tore apart their arguments, not just on the law, but on the facts, reports The Australian. And now the only way forward for those trying to derail the Royal Commission is to seek a judicial review in the federal court, which would mean a limited argument could only be made on the grounds that Hayden made an error of law. And such a mind, the former judge of the High Court, that's unlikely to happen. One barrister I spoke to said there was a consideration that Dyson Hayden in his earlier days was to be considered the finest judge in the common law world. And he also suggested it was a mistake for the ACTU to make the case that he recused himself. It should have been done, or would have much more chance of success, if it came in the name of Bill Shorten, given that interjection, now famous, from the commissioner to Bill Shorten, the leader of the opposition, when he was in the witness box with those non-responsive answers. Anyway, continuing along, what's the response from the union movement? Well, we had Dave Oliver on the program Lateline last night, the ACTU secretary. A legal matter, a political matter, the ACTU remains unmoved in the position that Dyson Hayden must go.
Dyson Hayden has now taken the best part of a week to consider this and has delivered a 67-page decision around highly complex issues. And yet, in our view, he clearly has missed the point that there is a perception of bias by agreeing to speak at a Liberal Party fundraiser. You don't speak at these events unless you're a supporter.
ACTU Dave Oliver saying Dyson Hayden missed the point. Yet the fact is the commission will resume today with Dyson Hayden presiding and with the construction union in the witness box. So the Australian's headline: battle intensifies for CFMEU. Militant union turns attack on coalition after Royal Commission defeat. And the parliamentary wing of the Labor Party is indeed vowing to bring forward a Senate motion next Monday that, if passed, would directly petition the Governor-General himself, Sir Peter Cosgrove, to intervene and sack the Royal Commissioner Dyson Hayden. Fran.
Thanks very much, James. And as James mentioned, as I mentioned too, we're going to be joined by the Shadow Attorney-General and the Minister for Workplace Relations and Employment, Erica Betts. So Mark Dreyfus and Erica Betts joining us this morning.